Thank you, Chair. We will now speak only on para 21, since this is also a para that is highly important for us and that will need some special attention. As mentioned by other delegations already this morning, para 21 is closely linked with para 20. The purpose of this para, in our understanding, is to set out different measures which are necessary for the regulation of autonomous weapon systems in line with the two-tier approach, which is widely supported. But at the same time, and in line with the working paper we presented this year, such measures are also elements which are necessary to achieve human control over the use of force. We would therefore appreciate if the human element could be included as well in the chapeau of this part. We have a concrete proposal based on language that had found broad support in the past and which we will send you in writing. Furthermore, we propose to delete the word possible before measures. We understand where this formulation comes from, but together with the where appropriate, it is more than superfluous. While we understand some extent of qualifiers is necessary to put delegations at ease, we should not overdo it, and currently it is already too much. In the same way, in changing must to should, as proposed by some delegations, would weaken this text even more. We believe it is important to remember that the purpose of this text and of the CCW as such is not to rephrase existing international law, but to develop it. And this is what we have done in the CCW now for the last 6 years. If we would just simply rephrase existing international law here this week, I think the purpose of this GGE will raise some questions. If use must, it is with the intention to give guidance on how implementation of international law with regard to these very special weapon systems can be achieved. And this is, as I mentioned before, the purpose of us all. The specificities of these weapon systems also need specificities in the way we rephrase international humanitarian law. That is what we are actually here for. As in previous paras, we would like to replace international humanitarian law with the more comprehensive formulation, international law, including international humanitarian law. And we would also appreciate if the ethical perspectives and also, as we just heard, the human dignity could be included as well. We welcome the limitations that are listed as bullets after the chapeau. In general, we are quite content with them. We only would make minor amendments. We would like to add under B the situation of its use under weapon systems. This is because our working paper provides quite some detail on how an operator or whoever is responsible for weapon systems needs to be able to assess the context in which the system to be used. So it's not only the limitations that are listed out here in B, but also the general context needs to be taken into account. And this is something we want to address with the situation of its use. We would also like to replace enhance control or improve decision-making over the use of force under C with exercise control over the use of force. And of course, we would delete the where necessary, which is under C. On D, we want to repeat our view that this list needs to be incorporated under para 20. We also noted that some delegations have difficulties in placing these concepts into a concrete operational context, or that there are very different understandings on what they mean, or no understanding at all. As mentioned this morning, the challenge we are facing is that more substantial descriptions of these concepts have been provided by countries in working papers. The problem that we are facing is that these more concrete descriptions do not find enough consensus to be included in your report, and therefore we have this usual dilemma that we have no substance and very vague concepts that are not understood by everyone the same way. The same thing that I tried to describe this morning, and it's the same with this kind of concepts. The concept of traceability, for example, can be found in our working paper in a very specific way, but there are many other ways on how to describe and understand it, and this is the dilemma and problem that we are currently facing. I'll leave it at that for now.